Tanya Curry, how are you?
So here's the good news. The good news is we'll be doing this report every day, except for Saturdays and Sundays, because I can't keep up with this weekly report. It's the second time, everybody. For those of you who don't know what's going on behind the scenes, this is the second week in a row. Poor Howard has to wing it because my report is not ready.
It's all right. Don't tell them. You didn't need to say that. You didn't need to say it. We managed just fine.
Look, I'm ready. But the rest, but you aren't. Yeah. So good luck to you.
All right. So tell us how it's going.
So, I mean, the experts tell us there are five stages of grief, right? Mm. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. I got news for them. Yes. There's a whole bunch of other stages in there, dude. There is chaos. There is fear. There is hope. Mm. And there certainly is conspiracy. There's a lot that goes with those other five stages of grief. So I'm going to break it down by stages of grief. And I'm going to start with the most prevalent that the experts don't talk about, and that's chaos and fear, because the two generally go together. And what we've seen this week in our country, sadly, is chaos.
Okay.
That was a cough of smoke. Right. Smoker's cough.
And you can't even go and buy cigarettes unless you're in the Western Cape, which even now you
can't. Well, no, unless you're in Cape Town. Okay, let's start there.
Okay.
Let's go there. Khayelitsha has no water, but you can buy fags. You can't drink cigarettes, Cape Town. So, like, can you get your priorities right? I mean, the level of disparity between the privileged and the underprivileged is ridiculous in that place. Hmm. How do you turn off water in a time like this? How? Please answer me that question. Yeah, I don't care if they owe you a gazillion rand.
Irrelevant at this point. Completely irrelevant.
Irrelevant. Yeah. So, I mean, the inevitable has happened. The township numbers of positive COVID-19s have hit. Chaos has ensued as the testing, and not screening, testing, started to roll out in the townships. We saw the army become heavy-handed in many instances and taking lots of strong criticism. Mm-hmm. And then did I miss the memo of frog jumping and Bola Mkisis and hill rolling?
Yeah.
Because
bizarre.
That seems to be the new form of getting people indoors. What is that all
well,
about?
What I was thinking is I've paid my personal trainer quite a lot of money over the years. If all I need to do is go outside and the South African Defence Force will give me my own little boot camp, I think it could be the way to go, because they seem to be quite well trained, but ridiculous.
Well, I mean, without being ugly, like, it was funny. Like, I can't do a single frog jump, okay? Not one single one.
Exactly.
So it was quite humorous to see people trying to do a frog jump when they couldn't do it.
Ridiculous.
You know, like, okay, bizarre. Like, it's easier just to get them to walk, guys. I'm going to be honest.
just go home. Yeah, just send them home.
Exactly. So, I mean, then if it wasn't the army we were focusing on, we were focusing on social grants. My word. People came out en masse, the old, the fragile, the frail, in their thousands, queuing for what little money they could get. And then I think the balance of South Africa realized, this is a big, big problem. Like, these guys can't eat without that money, so your essential services are there for that. But once you get into that queue, guys, like, I've heard stories about 5-kilometer queues to get your social grant. It's frightening. Absolutely frightening. And then, we spoke about Khayelitsha. I still don't have an answer to that. But then we've seen all sorts of other rolling stories that amplify our chaos and fear. Duduza Clinic was closed. Nehawu is threatening strike action. That's a scary one. We're told that 70% of the nation are likely to get COVID-19. Okay, I'm going to pause there. 70%.
Yeah, I think that's what the tremendous fear's about. And I think that's why the lockdown happened so quickly, is because of this fear, and the fear of what happens if it gets into a place like Khayelitsha.
And in the BBC article about South Africa having this ruthlessly efficient lockdown, they said that the battle against COVID-19 will be lost or won in the country's poorest communities.
You see, the thing is, I get the lockdown. I get it. And for a lot of South Africa, it has to be done. Mm. But in other parts of South Africa, it's simply not possible.
Well, it isn't possible.
In
how does somebody,
it's not possible.
How do you lock
it's not possible.
Seven people in a, you know,
in a tiny little shack.
It's just not. It's unrealistic.
It's not feasible. Yeah. In the rural communities, people don't get, they have to travel for water every day. You can't lock them down. So, yes, I think lockdown and the way the president moved so swiftly was absolutely admirable. But we have now a whole different set of problems because of lockdown. And if 70% of us are going to get it, shouldn't our entire attention be paid to food distribution and to medical care? Mobile ventilator systems, food parcels. Let's forget about money and queues, guys. Go around and just deliver. Just deliver
it's
to
so
everybody.
It is so true there.
You know?
Yeah.
I think that we're in a lot of trouble if that statistic is not even a statistic that's been embellished or in any way, shape or form. That is an actual statistic. So if we're dealing with 70% of our nation, I think we need to change our approach slightly. You know? Then, Howard, a different kind of fear. I'm still in chaos and fear, my friend.
Right.
A different kind of fear happened when entrepreneurs that were still working experienced this internet cable break. I'm sure the impact on your station was also enormous.
It was unbearable. It was absolutely ridiculous. It actually landed me firmly back in studio, which I could have done anyway because we're an essential service. But until then, I was kind of managing to broadcast at home. After that, it just became completely impossible.
It's not possible without internet, and that's a different type of fear. You know, then there's this dream of an alcohol-free SA, and it may save many of our country's issues. And me, for one, I'm very pro-anti-booze, okay? But the fear is huge about domestic and physical abuse during this lockdown, and I fear for those households that are dependent on alcohol. Unlike cigarettes, Cape Town, the lack of alcohol to an extreme alcoholic can cause death. The withdrawal is that big. So I know alcohol is a huge problem, and I know putting alcohol into a lockdown situation is just going to cause drama. But have we taken cognizance of the people who are alcoholics? And I don't drink. You know, so and I do smoke, and even I'm saying, hey, let's have a look at this rule. And then Zwelinbiva Vavi tested positive for coronavirus, and then our nation's fears started to grow. Now one of our own, one of our leaders within our labor unions and a very strong name in our community has been taken down by this virus. And now this stuff got real. And that's when Minister Fikile Mbalula also. So, I mean, I loved his speech, I've got to say.
Which one was that?
When he was pumping that he doesn't care if you're a worker in Checkers, he doesn't care if you're the president, he doesn't care if you're a minister or a celebrity or minister fear FF.
Yeah,
you are going to get it. So, I mean, Fikile Mbalula and his speech did keep me entertained. Although Fikile Mbalula has been, he's working for the first time in a long time, eh?
Yeah.
That taxi association story, and we're going to get to that in a minute, is another story. The global numbers have passed 1 million, and that's right. You are feeling fear, and you're right to feel it. So let's look at the stages of grief that they talk about just quickly. Denial.
Right.
21 days.
Yeah, okay, who are we kidding? Who are we kidding? Yeah, we've been saying
that's
it.
Dad has just the oysters and champagne on your table.
Well, in fact, because what we were saying here is every day we say, well, today's day 8 of 21-day lockdown. And I said, we have to drop the 21. Just say it's day 8 because we shouldn't create that expectation.
Absolutely. Another set of parties that are in denial is Anglo-American. They've sent all their mine workers back. into the EFF though, so let's see how that goes for you, Anglo. And then bargaining. Oh, well, this is where Cape Town comes in. Outside of the enormous problem, of course we have the cigarette issue, but outside of the enormous problem of essential workers having no mode of transportation, Fikile and Balula started to flip-flop. And the taxis have gone from 50% to 70%, then to 100% if they're wearing masks. Okay, a word on masks. Okay. Half the world says you don't need them and they're bad. Half the world says you have to have them and they're good. If you look at the statistics, those who wear masks are, their rates are lower, but they are in more sophisticated countries. And you look at the statistics without masks and they're crazy, but they are in less sophisticated countries.
Yeah.
So can someone give us clarity on masks? Here's what I'm going to say to the nation. Okay. You don't even need a needle and a thread. You need two elastic bands and a piece of cloth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we teach our gogos how to make a mask? Because that every South African can do. Every one of us.
I think the thing about masks, and just so you know, we get a daily update from Dr. Anton Marburg, who's very much involved in the front line of the COVID-19 fight. His belief at this stage is still that you wear a mask if you are worried about infecting others. It's not about prevention for yourself. So if you are sick and you have to go out to the supermarket or whatever, that's when you wear a mask. But you don't need to wear a mask to protect yourself at this point. That said, I think there's also a tremendous amount of fear. I think there's, says Tonya, the medical expert. I think the counter to that is the fact that I think they are worried that people are going to grab the mask that our medical professionals need.
So, Fikile Mbalula did mention yesterday that they will start giving out masks to drivers and passengers of taxis.
Mm.
And the health minister also was like, yeah, we understand that, you know, initially the masks were supposed to be worn by people who are sick or who are taking care of people who are sick.
Mm.
But now also, because there are places where social distancing is difficult.
Mm.
So if you are in that, you know, position, and I can get why passengers in a taxi would maybe need masks, but I do think that they would need to be taught how to put on a mask and how to take it off.
Yeah, because that's the other problem, is half the time it causes more issues because people touch their face more.
And you literally see people literally taking off their mask, like holding it like in the front.
I love that.
And like pulling it down.
Yeah, because you
down their chin.
You see people having them wearing them over their heads.
Yes.
I've seen it.
I've got words for you. I mean, the journalists have been unbelievable. I mean, these testing stations in actual Alexandra, here you've got all these journalists crowding around the new testing thing, and not a single person is wearing a mask. Everyone is on top of each other.
Yeah.
They are running to be en masse around it. And you're the people who should be sending the messages, guys.
Mm.
Look, here's a word on masks. I know you say I'm not the expert, and I'm not, but I watch the experts.
Right.
I've watched the experts. Mm-hmm. And yesterday there was an announcement in America, a very straightforward announcement from someone who really knows what they're doing. N95 masks are for people who have the virus.
Mm.
Any other mask is a good idea. However, you have to take it off and wash it.
Mm.
You have to wash it in hot water and you have to iron it.
Mm.
And these are facts. So, and here's the easiest bit, Howard, and I know the report's now gone out the window because I see I have 4 minutes left, but here's the easy bit. You take a square of cloth, fold it twice inside and from the top and from the bottom, put two elastics on the side, double them over, stick them inside and put the elastics around your ears and boom, you've got a mask. Now that may not stop you spreading COVID-19 if you have it. But it may very well stop you from breathing in air and droplets in the air when you're in a social distancing situation that cannot be controlled. And I think the fact that people are saying no masks is because of stock. It's because of stock. It's because China have hiked the prices, and that is a fact. And China is distributing poor quality of masks. They're all coming from China. So this thing about masks is because of supply and demand, in my conspiracy theory opinion. But as far as other experts say, and this is why I'm bringing it up, it's not just one expert. One expert says no masks, another expert says yes masks. Now, the ones that say no masks are generally dealing with people in Italy, etc. Here we are dealing with Alexandra guys. You know, like, let's do any preventative measure we can.
Yeah, I absolutely do hear that. Absolutely hear that.
Okay, I've got a couple more, right?
Yes.
I'm going to try and squeeze them in.
Cool.
Anger.
Mm.
What the hell are Rupert and Oppenheimer doing?
Are you saying
do
because,
you know
yes.
that money was a loan?
But apparently the Oppenheimer one was just a straight donation.
So I thought that their money was a donation, but it's a loan to businesses. Is that incorrect?
So it's a donation as in they've opened a fund
right.
for SMMEs that gives you money interest-free for 5 years. If you can't pay it back after 5 years, they will take the corrective measures.
Right, but that's...
Don't call it a donation.
No. But Tanya, aren't we mixing up two things? And maybe I'm wrong. I'm not an expert and I'll need to look into this. I understood that the money into the trust, Zanati, is that how you understood it?
Yeah,
is a donation.
A donation.
But how the trust uses that money.
Yes, that's how also, yeah.
Is a different thing. In other words, from the Oppenheimers and from the Ruperts, that money's a donation. They don't expect that money back, as far as I understand.
Okay. A quote from Rupert himself.
Oh, so what did he say?
This is what he said. The loans will be interest-free for a five-year period. If businesses are unable to repay the loan, SAFT will work closely with SMMEs to ensure that repayment plans are in place which are sustainable for the business concerned. Okay, call it a venture capital fund. Do not call it a donation. People have made donations, a lot of them.
Mm.
We have billionaires that have dropped billions into the solidarity fund. Okay.
So you're talking
and
about
the Oppenheimers, Mary Oppenheimer herself has put 500,000 into the solidarity fund. That's outside of this Rupert and Oppenheimer donation when they grabbed all the headlines last week.
Right.
Shame on you guys.
Right.
Oh, sorry. I've given you a beating today, Howard, right?
Jeez.
I'm glad you're not sensitive.
I'm not. I'm just sorry that you don't drink alcohol because I think it would be a perfect time, Tanya. It would be a perfect time to start. It is 8:30. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your morning mayhem on 101.9 Chai FM. And just because Tanya doesn't drink doesn't mean that I don't. So it's not too early at 8:30. Tanya Curry, have a fantastic weekend. Great speaking to you as always.